Then said I, here it is, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for me? Then said I, here I am, send me. Here is a man who had a revelation. And he had a revelation from God. And his sin was purged. His life was changed. He heard the voice of God. Whom shall I send? And he said, here am I. Send me. And God interrupted the middle of his life and made one of the greatest prophets that ever lived, Isaiah. Because he heard the voice of God. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, if I could just encourage your heart to study that word. That word is the voice of God that is talking to you. Don't leave it up to your preacher to read the word for you. Don't leave it up to your church to read that Bible for you. But read it for yourself. Thus saith the Lord. And when you see that, open your ears, open your eyes, and open your heart to the truth, and you will be changed and moved into a new realm in Christ. Hallelujah. All the days of my appointed time will I wait for my change because of a revelation. Every one of you seated here in this audience, you that are standing in the aisles, many of you know what I'm talking about because you had a revelation of God. You're not saved because you listened to a man preach. Oh, you might have heard the word preach, but God opened your understanding to that word, and he has given you a revelation of truth, and that truth has changed your life. God says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.